Colonel Graham's loyalists are still trying to form a line somewhere in front of you, but a few manage to return fire. Major Graham says, "When our fire commenced, they began to break, and none were attempting to avail themselves of the defense or shelter of the buildings. The dragoons were ordered to charge them, which was done at full speed. The horsemen fly down the road past you, wielding swords. The Tories scatter, some on horseback. Most take off to your left toward salt marshes that line the river, narrower at that time." Graham writes, "Many of them got only one slight cut with the saber, quit their horses, and escaped, but several were shot with pistols in the marsh. The Loyalist commander and a couple officers take off down the road. Patriots try to follow, but the Tories' horses are too fast." 40% of the Loyalists are killed or wounded. Reports differ as to whether the others escape or some are taken prisoner. No Patriots are harmed. "After collecting the arms, horses, and spoils of the enemy's camp," Major Graham says, "his force returns to the Patriots near the brick house. There they learn sounds of the skirmish reached Wilmington because the militia near the house heard drums beating out orders in town. An attack a couple days later on the heavily fortified brick house failed. Graham's force passed down the road again soon after on a scouting foray to Brunswick Town and Fort Johnston." Casualties. Loyalists, 12 killed, 30 wounded, and an unknown number captured. Patriots, 0. Historical tidbit. The brick house provides a lesson on the detective work involved in history writing. Veteran statements said the brick house covered the Wilmington Ferry, so many historians assumed it was across the Cape Fear River from there, perhaps at today's parking lot for the USS North Carolina. However, all but one of the half-dozen accounts from veterans, including Graham's, place it 1.5 to 2 miles west of Wilmington, and the one says a mile. This puts it close to or in Leland. One says it was on the river, meaning the Cape Fear, but today's Brunswick River was considered a branch of the Cape Fear at the time. Also, Graham refers to the plantation being a mile south of the brick house, matching the distance and direction to here from Leland. You are 2 miles west-southwest of the battleship. A local historian reports a ballast stone causeway ran across Eagle's Island, the one between the rivers, but mentions no other structures on the then swampy island. Also, it was not unusual for a combination of two nearby ferry crossings connected by a direct route to be called the ferry, as at Colson's Ferry across the Yadkin and Rocky Rivers east of Charlotte. A single toll was charged for the two crossings from Wilmington. Taken together, these facts point to the brick house being in Leland. Be sure to see our battle map at the bottom of this page.